Lady Saving Pete.
All right, back for another week of pod chat here for Love Island. And Sarah's in here, obviously, from promotions team. We have one newbie, one not so newbie. Shelly's in here from our Black Thunder, and also Sevi, first time in here.
Hey guys.
Welcome, Sevi.
Welcome to the chat.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what Sevi has because I feel like he's very, very like into this show.
Passionate.
Yeah. Well, my sister got me into it actually. I have to give her the credit.
You like the tea. I feel like he likes the tea.
I live for the tea.
All right, so let's jump in and have a little bit of a breakdown. Sarah, you're going to lead it today of what happened last night right before the, why do I always forget this word? The
recap?
No. The recoupling.
Yes.
It was a big day for it.
Yeah. I mean, the guys, there was lots of kissing going on. And also they did this rating game where they had to rate who they think on paper that they matched the most with, and then it actually said who they rated with, but they don't know whether that was rigged or not because some of them were quite funny. You're like, Vanessa and Sam, oh, did Love Island just tee that one up?
Love Island definitely tease it up. Like, come on, last night they put the bloody paper under the door that talked about
the Love Island Times.
There's one story in it. And they want to act
not
as if it's...
not staged at all, is it?
All right. So continue on with what was going on before we get off sidetracked.
Yeah, so they did the rate. They rated each other and then they told who was who. And then, of course, the Love Island Times came in with the devastating story from Maurice. And then, of course, the recoupling and the shock exit.
Why did they wait until right now to put this story within the show, like, and
juicy
to
and
heat
do
up the
they
tea.
Do it, like, because I've never watched Love Island England or any of the ones before.
Neither.
So, do they normally input
like, a bit of spice
story that's going on outside of
because
the
they
villa?
Can't have any contact with the outside world. I think when there is something like this that comes out, it stirs them all up.
Yeah.
I think gets everyone revved up.
I suspect they already knew about Maurice's situation because in some article I read, I remember them saying like 6 months ago he had a girlfriend. I reckon the producers probably thought, you know what, this is lacking. We need to add some spice. Let's do it. Let's throw it in there, throw him under the bus.
Come on, everyone already hated Maurice enough.
True.
I loved the...
But, like, they had to bring it in that day as well because if they had told them earlier, it gives them too much time to forgive him. But, like, they needed that news to come out the day of the recoupling so then it could be really fresh
in everyone's
minds.
I think they probably wanted him to go home.
Yeah.
Hoping that he would have got left.
I think they wanted to throw him under the bus, to be honest, and they were just waiting for the right time to do it because he came in as this, you know, big egotistical look at me.
Did you see the voice? Did you hear the voiceover guy when Maurice, Cynthia's like, Maurice, would you come with me for a moment? And then he's walking around. Like,
oh my God, that was
and
so
he was
good,
like, I'm going to win. I'm getting more Instagram followers. Oh, you had a new girlfriend. He's like, what?
Because once you're in there, you probably feel like you're kind of numb to everything else out there. Like what you've left behind stays behind.
That's old news.
For him, it followed in.
Yeah.
So that happens. So they give the newspaper. Everyone now knows Maurice has dumped this girl. Continue on, Sarah.
Oh, I was just going to get to the whole Matt, Vanessa and Sam thing because Sam, you know, he's had another chat with Vanessa. He said to her that, you know, he wants to choose her. And even she says things like, oh, my heart beats really fast around you and, oh, you know, she gets a bit giddy around him. So, and then I thought it was quite funny that then Matt turned around and said, well, Sam sleeps next to our bed. He knows what's going on. So what's going on in the bed?
And how come we haven't seen it?
I mean,
I know. We haven't seen it, though. Oh,
how come we haven't seen it? If this is what's actually going on in the villa, that's what I ask. It's not Big Brother up late. All right?
No.
Show us what's going on. We need to know as the audience if people are banging
Don't
or not.
Don't just close the doors between 8 and 8. We want to know all hours of the day.
Is it a bit of a trajectory thing though? They start off slower. They don't want to seem like it's going on from the beginning and then they wait for the time to really say like, oh, people have now started to sleep with each other.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, someone was telling me, because I never actually watched the UK one, but apparently in the UK one they have like a shag pad.
Yes.
So we have a similar thing to this.
I've seen it on like The Bachelor, but not.
What's it called? Love Island?
Well, I don't know. Callie, who's not here and here with us today, just calls it the Smash Room. But I'm sure they call it the Love Room.
Yeah. Maybe it's like until they go into that room, like it's not.
They're not supposed to be out in public.
They must be just touchy-feely then, under the blanket.
Surely when the lights are out, no one can stop
them. I didn't realise until last night was the first night that I really clued onto it, that even if you're in a couple, so you're coupled with someone, but you're actually making out with someone else and everyone knows, you still have to sleep in the same bed as the person you're coupled with.
That only just came to my attention that night as well, last night.
So obviously Owen is obviously yesterday was sleeping right next to, what's her name?
Owen was with Jesse, yeah.
No.
Oh, but the other one.
No, I'm not thinking Owen, Adam. Adam is sleeping right next to...
Oh, was it Cynthia?
You've got my sheet in front of you. You should know.
With Cassie. Adam was sleeping in a bed with Cassie, but they were just friends.
But actually hooking up with our Virgin Mary. Cartier.
Cartier.
So that's interesting.
I love them together.
She's the dark horse.
I love Adam and Cartier.
And it's funny, the churchy girl's gone with like the guy that looks bad.
And they say opposites attract. Yeah. Well, maybe it's true.
Owen's played his cards. I mean, Adam, always get them mixed up. Adam has played his cards right. He is now the funny guy in there with about like... I would say maybe eight rating of like looks, but with the funny guy, he's kind of up there.
Everyone loves a funny guy.
Everyone loves him because in that day when the two new girls came in, Australia voted for him to go on
Phoebe
the two dates.
Phoebe and Anna, he got double dates.
Yeah, exactly. So he's clearly doing something right.
Australia loves him. Underdog, and that's almost brought him up a notch. And then when you get to know him, all the girls are frothing.
And Australians, they love a larrikin.
Yeah, that's true.
They're warming to it.
Do you guys believe in the relationship between Cartier and Adam? Because honestly, my first thoughts from last night, I'm sold on it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
They, you know, that moment where she goes, she's talking to the voiceover, like, he keeps looking up at me, he's ready to kiss me, and they kissed. It took me back to when I was like, like 16, 15.
We had a glimpse
and
of
you're
what love
sitting
is like.
Next to a girl and you're just waiting to kiss. And you're just like, do I do it? Do I not do it?
Little butterflies.
And then you do it. You kiss for 2 seconds and then you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to them last night.
It's almost like, giddy young love. Like, and it's cute.
And she said she finds herself like turning around to see if he's watching.
Yeah, that was cute. It's funny, isn't it?
But she kept saying that she was punching above her weight. Is Cartier punching above her weight with Adam?
Absolutely not.
No.
Right?
I think maybe she's saying that.
That's what I said.
And like, I mean, he's very funny and he's lovely and everything, but like, looks wise.
I think she's probably just trying to reserve her humbleness, you know. She's got her head in the right place, but I definitely don't think she's punching.
She doesn't need to be, I don't think she needs to be humble in this show. It's like everyone in there
is all guns blazing.
I mean, the other night there was a scene of the guys literally contouring their abs and stuffing their undies with things.
I did catch that, but I didn't know if that's what they were doing, if they were contouring their abs or they were just messing around. But they were putting on like... What were they putting on
it
on
was,
their abs?
It was like a liquid concealer or something.
Was it like liquid bronzer or something?
Guys do that?
Yeah.
Well, they all say they do. So it wouldn't surprise me if they had a bit of shimmer and highlight going on.
Yeah.
So now we sit in the situation of the first recoupling has gone on last night. We have Phoebe and our girl
Cassie,
who were the first girl-girl couple. Mm-hmm.
I think that was bound to happen.
That's what I wanted. I think you mentioned it last week that you were like, is that going to happen?
I thought it probably will. What if a girl goes in there and is like, nah, all the guys, oh, Jesus, hot girls around here. I'd rather a girl.
Do you reckon it was planned?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I think it's a last ditch effort on both of their parts, trying to stay in the game. Both of them were out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But does it put them in a bad position now to go to a male relationship?
Well, I think some of the guys might be feeling like, oh, we just have to stay out now. They're a thing. So it could put them in some hot water, but it wouldn't surprise me if they are potentially in the running.
And one of the twins going in tonight said in his little intro that he was keen. Oh, was it both?
Cassie.
We're keen on Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh.
How is she going to tell? I thought it was really funny in the twins thing at the end when you know, they say who you want, and they both said Cassie, and then he said, let the best man win. And I thought, mate, you got a woman that you need to look out for.
Well, that's the thing, because as a guy now being in the house, do you go for one of the girls that have obviously gone for a girl-girl relationship? Because that means you're now competing against twice as many people. Mm-hmm. So from a game point of view, for winning the $50,000, you now put your odds as double as worse.
Yeah.
So for me, I stay away from these girls.
And I think, honestly, it depends where your head's at. If it really is about finding love, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's not about finding love.
If maybe the twins were more genuine than, you know, people like Maurice. But yeah, at the same time, I'll be interested to see what they do.
Surprised that Maurice is still there?
Yeah.
No, I was so happy that Cynthia picked Maurice. I'm sorry. But Sam needed to get out of there. He was just annoying me.
I just think it was really funny that, like, because he was the one that said, you know, Cynthia, I'm not that interested. And then it came down to Cynthia picking out of those two. He's probably like, damn it, I should have stayed with her.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, like, if it was the boys who had the power, Maurice was going to pick Cynthia, but Sam was going to pick Vanessa.
Yes. Mm.
So Cynthia was probably there thinking, well, you wouldn't do the same for me, so see ya, Sam.
And that's the thing. I mean, the emotional tears, I was a bit like, oh, this is a bit cringeworthy.
Yeah.
And at some part, I was hoping that she would pick Sam, but then I thought, hang on a sec. At the start, they were completely cold shoulder to each other. Mm-hmm. And I am glad she picked Maurice, although I really dislike him. I still think,
he's great eye candy.
Well, I was going to say, we may have the only person in Australia in here that is shooting for Maurice, Sevi over here.
I do. I have a soft spot for Maurice.
But why? Have you not listened to anything that comes out of his mouth?
Oh, it's
maybe
I don't know.
Like, and the way he says this.
That's the thing. I think that's my issue, is I like guys who are bad
boys
for me. So, you know, of course I'm going to like Maurice.
So the twins come in tonight. What does that throw into the mix for you guys? What are you thinking? Two hot hunks walk in there. We're evened off right now.
Yesterday I rated them. I rated them a 9, and then after hearing them do their little thing at the end of the show last night, they dropped down to a 6 for me.
That's a big drop. 3-point drop for talking.
Like, oh, they're not that hot anymore. Just the attitude.
Personality can make such
really
a difference.
It really does.
Because that's even shown, like, the opposite of what happened with Adam. At first, everyone was like, oh, he looks like a Lego
man.
Who is
this bowl cut guy?
Yeah, with the bowl cut. And then his personality shone through, and now he's like an 8, 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
like, look at
definitely
him go.
So I don't think that these two twins, as much as everyone, like, you know, makes a big deal about twins, I really don't see them shaking up the villa that much, personally. But maybe I'm going to be wrong.
I'd like to see one of them steal Jessie.
Yeah.
From Owen?
Yes.
I still don't think Owen deserves Jessie.
No.
I still have a sad spot in my heart. I just think this poor thing.
Yeah, but Jessie's fought so hard for that guy that she's not going to jump ship. Personally, I don't think. Owen might jump ship.
Yeah.
But she's like locked in. She's
falling
for it.
Maybe, though, one of the twins will end up with Cynthia, because she obviously, like, she likes Maurice a little bit, but she's not like, crazy about
but
him.
Maurice is going to try and get out of there. I reckon Maurice, the only reason he would try and stay with Cynthia is in it for the money, which, of course, most of them are trying to do. Mm-hmm. But I think any chance another girl comes in, and he's going to jump boat too.
Mm. My big thing about this show is, and I don't think we really mentioned it, but they've all got to be in it for the money, because none of these guys are out there in the real world struggling to find someone to hook up with. And that's all they're doing in this show is very surface value hooking up.
I reckon out of the show, Vanessa and Sam will have something. Like, I reckon Vanessa and what's the guy she's with, Matt?
Vanessa's with Matt, correct.
I reckon, you know, that won't go anywhere.
That won't work.
So you reckon
DJ Sam.
DJ Sam a call.
They seem to have some connection when they kiss those couple of times.
And she said outside of the villa she would see them together.
Yeah, and
so
she was
so
the most
silly.
Compatible.
She should have got rid of the other one. I don't like the one she's with Matt.
Mm. Do you know understand, though, is why Sam was still like so keen on Vanessa, even after he found out about the cockroaches in the cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's to that? That would have been red flag central.
That,
like,
that
maybe move on to another girl.
Sevi, you got to get your importance in a line, because you have Maurice into some of the things that he said, and you're like, oh, I'm cool with that. And then you have cockroaches, and you're like, oh, I'm done with it.
Double
forever.
Standards.
Even Maurice wouldn't put cockroaches in my cereal. Like, come on.
All right, we're going to check in tomorrow once these two hot quote, twins jump in Love Island. And also, we've got to let you know,
don't forget to watch tonight to look out for the code word and be listening to Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules tomorrow morning from 6.
And you get yourself $500 yes. worth of vouchers.
Vouchers to get you over to Rotto and have your own summer island escape.
I'm going. I'm mm-hmm. taking him. I'm going to look yeah, for that code good. And then get in on the breakfast show tomorrow. I don't think yeah. we're allowed to. But we'll be back tomorrow with Heidi, Xavier and Pete.